And Ty Taylor back on WRMJ and WRMJ.com. We're speaking with new Rock Ridge Boys basketball coach Jordan Harris at the Monmouth College Shootout on Saturday. So, Coach Harris, as we start with you, how has the first month or so been taking over the Rock Ridge Boys basketball program?
Extremely easy, smooth process. All the boys are great. People in the school are great. Can't complain. No complaints.
So, you know, when you look at taking over a program like this, you know, I know the last 10 or so years there's been a ton of success, you know, year in, year out for Rock Ridge and boys basketball. You know, starting your first season in the summer, what are some of the things that you're trying to accomplish, you know, in June, in July, heading into the school year?
Just the standards that we have for ourselves in November. So, defensively, getting them adjusted from playing out of the system that they did before, the pack line. Change some things up there, and then just getting them used to my voice, trying to coach them as much as possible, have them in the gym as much as possible, so that way they can get used to my style of coaching and stuff like that, just getting some, building some chemistry in between me and the boys, and that's about it, just showing my face a ton.
Rock Ridge in boys basketball the past, you know, few years with Coach Day and Coach Wyman, it's kind of like a distinctive style. You know, is there much of a style change you think you'll make? You talked a little about a little bit of maybe different defensive concepts. Overall, how do you think, like, things will look in 2023-24 as opposed to maybe the past with Rock Ridge?
I think good basketball all looks the same. I mean, you got player movement, body movement. A lot of the stuff offensively that he already taught is stuff that I teach. Stuff that I did over at Augustana, so it kind of already kind of worked out that way. But, like I said, all in all, I mean, we're just going to play good basketball. We're going to play with a ton of effort. We're going to make it extremely a little bit more, try to make it a little bit more fast-paced, and just playing in space and using my teammates, understanding how to play in space, understanding how to make a read, and just try to – one thing that I do want them to do that we are going to try to accomplish is just play a little bit faster. So other than that, I think everything that they did in the past, Toby and Andy, I think it was great. Taught those boys how to play the right way. And a lot of stuff that, like I said, they already teach is stuff that I already do too. So
another thing I want to ask you, you know, looking at just like coaching in the summer, kind of generally, you know, I know these games, you maybe don't necessarily look, the number one thing you look at is the win or the loss. I know you want to win still, but I think a lot of coaches speak to, we want to develop, we want to, you know, get used to playing with each other. So for you, just generally, when you look at coaching in the summer, what are, you know, some of the main things you want to get out of it?
Just a ton of reps with my guys, really understanding my guys and their rotations and stuff like that, understanding who can do what, who can't do certain things, stuff like that. And then, like, it's kind of a blessing that I got it this early in the summer so I can coach them in a ton of games in June. So that way I kind of go into the season knowing what I have and what I don't have. So like this summer, I don't have a ton of freshmen or sophomore playing with us in June. So it is more or less just getting my varsity rotations down and stuff like that. So it makes it a little bit easier when we get to November.
And I know with this Rock Ridge group, you have, you know, some background with some of the kids, with your background with the Quad City Shockers, right? How much has that helped kind of the transition into coaching, you know, not just those kids, but the entire team at Rock Ridge?
Well, that makes it extremely easy, right? So, fortunately, majority of our kids are involved in my AAU program. So, obviously, already knew them. Obviously, already teaching them things and stuff like that for a number of years. And like I said, it just makes it a lot more easier. And for me, leaving the position I was in at Augie, which was super hard to leave that, but to come to something like this, I mean, it's kind of like a no-brainer when everything's in place. All you got to do is go out and show up and coach in the games, you know. So,
yeah, we talked about your background with the Quad City Shockers AAU program. Now, is there any difference in approach in coaching, you know, a team on the AAU circuit as opposed to now taking over like a high school program? Any difference you think with that?
Oh, definitely. No technicals. So if you see me play and if you see me coach at Shockers, I get way more technicals at that than I ever have at coaching at Augustana or that I plan to get coaching at Rock Ridge. So a lot better reffing, a little bit better environment here at high school ball than you do at AAU. The one thing that is different, though, that I have to adjust to, I'll probably say, is just the talent that we have. Like on our Shockers team, the team that I'm fortunate enough to coach, we got a ton of talent. So, and our Rock Ridge team does too. But some of the kids that we see in AAU, I mean, you're talking about you're going against groups with three or four Division I bodies on it. So that's just the one adjustment you have to make. But other than that, though, it should be pretty easy.
And then, you know, another thing I would ask you about, I know when we talked with you back when you, you know, originally were named a coach at Rock Ridge, you didn't have like your maybe assistant coaches finalized yet. Is that something that you've been able to finalize here heading into the summer?
Correct. So I was fortunate enough to get Brian Heath come back and coach. Rock Ridge guy, Kyle Chandler, Rock Ridge guy. And then I brought over a couple of our Shockers coaches as well, Pat Dillon and Corey Freeman. And all those guys kind of, Kyle coaching with Shockers and at Rock Ridge, he already knows what I teach and stuff like that. Corey the exact same, Pat the exact same. So all those guys kind of bringing over my attitude and my X and O sides of the game. It just makes it, like I said, another part that made it really easy to come over once again too. So we're already all on the same page, and as coaches we're already clicking. We all had some really good conversations about basketball. They're all high level IQ guys, and they all see the game very, very well, and they all played at a high level as well, so it makes it easy.
And you know, a rule change coming to basketball at the IHSA level, now not for you with your time at the women's program at Augustana, because the foul bonus rule structure is changing, and it's right. Going to kind of what the women's basketball game of college has, where instead of the, you know, 7 fouls in the half get you to the 1-1, and then the 10 fouls in the half get you to the double bonus. Basically, it's each quarter now you get 5 fouls a quarter, and once you get to 5, it's you're shooting 2 free throws. Do you like that rule change? Is there really one way or the other that you lean, or does it really matter to you?
It doesn't really matter to me. I think it's more importantly for the people watching. More possessions, more points, more entertaining, right? Like, that's what it comes down to. So, I mean, if the kids want to see more points or the fans want to see more points, I'm sorry. That's definitely what they're going to get in high school basketball. You get a lot of unnecessary foul calls, undisciplinary foul calls. So, you'll definitely see a little bit more points and a lot more possessions too. So, I think that's one thing that it helps out the game with, as far as just getting the game with more, just moving the scoreboard a little bit more. But other than that, I mean, the game should be fairly the same.
Yeah, you talk about, you know, wanting to get maybe more possessions, more points, you know, more stuff on the scoreboard for, you know, maybe people watching the game. And I think another way that it looks like that could potentially be moving at the high school level is the shot clock. I know in Iowa they play with it. They experimented with it a little bit at the IHSA level in, you know, different tournaments and shootouts last year. To me, it seems like it's moving towards that it's going to get implemented at some point. So for you, I know, you know, you're a young guy. Do you want to see the shot clock come to the IHSA level?
I do. I think the game needs it. I think the kids need it for developmental purposes. I think every kid should know how to create their own shot. I think every kid on the floor should be an offensive threat. I think every kid on the floor should know how to set up their teammate to create a shot for them too. So as far as offensively it goes, I mean, it makes the game better. Defensively, it makes you lock in, makes you want to rebound because nobody wants to reset a shot clock. And then just from playing the game for so long and being around it so long, whenever you see time up there on that board, like, there's a little bit more urgency to the game too. So you'll see a lot more mistakes, a lot more points, and just a lot more of the developmental side for the kids. So I think it'd be good for them.
And as we wrap up with you, you know, we talked a little bit earlier about taking over at Rock Ridge and kind of getting yourself immersed in the community there. One way, you know, you're able to do that, I know in the past week or two you held the basketball camp for boys basketball in Rock Ridge. I know for coaches a lot of times they say it's really rewarding seeing a lot of the young kids running around having fun playing basketball and interacting with the kids on the high school team too. So talk a little bit about, you know, what that experience was like for the first time hosting that camp at Rock Ridge.
Camp was fun. Camp was a ton of fun. We had 40-some campers there. Mainly, though, I mean, they kicked my butt. So fifth and sixth grade group had like 30-some kids in it. A ton of fun every day. They had me screaming. I lost my voice for most of yesterday. And I'll do it again. I'll do it again soon. So I got another camp coming up with Shockers, actually, too, in July. So.
All right, that's Rock Ridge boys basketball coach Jordan Harris joining us as the Rockets and Coach Harris continue summer number one with Coach Harris here in 2023. Coach Harris, thanks for talking with us. Looking forward to working with you on WRMJ.
Appreciate you, Ty. Thank you.
And I'm Ty Taylor on WRMJ.